50 years ago. Warnings of a possible strike at the Sifto salt plant in Unity were given as Domtar Chemicals Limited and the Unity Local No. 9-677 of the Oil, Chemical and Atomic Workers International Union were butting heads in contract negotiations, primarily over hourly rates of pay. While nationally the final results of the federal election were still in doubt, locally progressive conservative Norval Horner defeated incumbent Rod Thompson of the NDP. Unity Hockey Association's new executive were Ken Scott, President, Ed Dusher, Vice President, Keith Ward, Second Vice President, Ted Duffin, Third Vice President, Bill Wiseman, Secretary, and Ed Murkowski, Treasurer. Wheatland Regional Library introduced their bookmobile service, a converted semi-trailer holding a collection of 3,000 hardback and 2,000 paperback books for all ages, intended to serve small towns and municipalities without a branch library. 20 years ago, Wilkie Royal Purple were proud to announce a local national winner in their literary, poster and video contest on brain health. Rebecca Say won locally and provincially to move on to win the national prize for her poster in the junior category. Unity mom Paulette Lysishin was fighting the decision by Bernardins to discontinue making canning jar lids. Lysishin, who canned 60% of her family's food supply, had begun a petition and a letter-writing campaign and was now dealing with the company directly. Her efforts had led to appearances on national TV, on radio and in newspapers across Western Canada.